This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
The following is a paid program. The content is provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership are not responsible for the content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA, and SIPC. And now, the host of the Team Martech program, Joe Martech.
And Joe Martech is me, Team Martech. Now, Team Martech abandoned me today, folks. I'm telling you, there's nobody here except Pastor Tom and I, and Pastor Tom is one hurting dude. Those of you that know WCNO and listen regularly, Pastor Tom decided about a month ago to, have a minor little incursion to the hospital, so they went and did a quadruple bypass on him. Ripped out a vein out of his leg, repasted them together, put them back together. Did they drop your heart on the ground, by the way, before they put it back in?
I think so.
Well, then he was feeling okay. So after about a week, he says, you know, I'm feeling guilty. He says, I'm feeling guilty because those doctors need more Mercedes payments made. So he went and had another heart attack so he could go back in. And boy, there was like seven doctors that I think they're paid a year in advance on their Mercedes payments now. So that was really good of you, Tom. But anyway, I can't pick on him because he is hurting. And he's trying not to laugh because he coughs, he hurts. But he's here today. And he said 1 minute of five or thereabouts, he's hitting that door on a dead run as fast as he can move. But I'm not going to put him on the radio today, and I'm not going to pick on him much more than normal. Well, wait a minute. Not even that much. Hardly. But he will answer the phone, so write this phone number down, class. This is important because what Team Martech does and what Joe Martech does, we're trying to teach and give information to help people with all kinds of different areas that professionals do. The number is toll-free from any place, and it's 888-888-221-8990. Again, that's 888-221-8990. That's toll-free from any place. And by the way, this program, I was over in the Bahamas a few months ago, and it goes all the way over to the Abacos on the radio because I was listening to WCNO on the radio. It just amazes me how this stuff works. Anyway, a few extra prayers for Pastor Tom wouldn't hurt. He's going to recover, I think. He's looking pretty good. One of the side effects, he lost 20 pounds. So, I mean, you know, he needs to do this every so often to stay skinny. But, you know, those of you that have relatives or family or friends that have gone through bypass surgery and survived it, usually gives them a new lease on life after they get past all the pain and the agony of having your chest cracked open and having them repaste that heart. But so he's doing pretty good, but he's moving a little bit slow. And today's a pretty long day for him, and you know, he's earned the right not to sit here all the time. Again, that number is 888-221-8990. So let me tell you a little bit about Joe Martech and our team. Joe Martech's a financial advisor. I have been in this business since got my first licenses in 1992. Prior to that, I was a real estate broker and a developer, and just got I guess sick and tired of that is what I call it. And met an old guy back then who said, Joe, you want to get your stomach back and do good things for people? You go get all these licenses and start doing good things for people. And it's been the most gratifying thing I think I've ever done. Then when you are what I'm going to call a credible professional, meaning you have integrity, you have a lot of clients, you try to do the right thing for people, you try to help people and guide them the best you can, you know you can't do it by yourself because I'm a financial person. My all of my education, all of my different courses I take, all of the different licenses I have to do with investing and investments. Now, there's words in there called IRAs and 401ks and 457s and rollovers and transfers, qualified and non-qualified. just they go on and on and on. But every industry has its words. But what I try to do is to put most of this stuff into English and not use what they say just industry words to try to help and guide people. So as a financial advisor, when I started doing these radio shows, which, by the way, we think is around 2004, because it was done before Francis and Jean, the hurricanes, and those I remember. So I know we started somewhere between 2004, and it was three of us originally. And the three that I wanted to have a part of this group, myself, and then Dan Warren, who's an independent insurance agent. Those of you that have lived in Florida for a long time, especially since 1992 when Hurricane Andrew hit and it carved out a big chunk of South Florida and it actually put a whole bunch of insurance companies out of business. Even though it put them out of business, by the way, those of you that don't know or should know or might know, if a company's an admitted company to do business in the state of Florida, meaning the state of Florida agrees to let them do business, then the state of Florida becomes your partner. They're there to protect you in case that company becomes insolvent. So the state of Florida backed up every one of those companies, and even though a dozen of them or so went out of business, the state paid all the claims. Well, I needed an independent insurance agent because if you work for one company and that one company says, okay, we're canceling half your people or we're doubling or tripling their rates, you know, you're not going to be a happy camper as the agent and your clients are unhappy. But the independent doesn't work for one insurance company. He works for the insured, and as an independent, he might have quite a few different companies. Now, in my humble opinion, Dan is the premier independent insurance agent on the Treasure Coast. He's only been 37 years in business. He has probably pushing 100 different companies that he represents. In order to have 100 companies, you have to have a monster book of business, lots and lots of people, and you have to have a great reputation. And being in business 37 years, he has developed one of the best reputations. Save people money, make sure they're protected, make sure they understand what they're doing. He just does a great job. And then the other member of the group when we started was Greg Fasula, attorney. Why attorney? I know that word, most people, that word attorney makes our hair stand up on our arms. But one of the first things I do when I talk to a new prospect or suspect is talk about a will and or a trust. Why? Well, if you die without such things, you know, there's some problems. The probate period can last 6 months to a year. People's estates can get messed up. Families can fall apart. They get mad at each other. So I try to stir the pot and try to put these cart and horse in the proper order. In the meantime, I got a phone call I got to take. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, Mr. Martek. I have a question. I've already talked to you about a fixed annuity, I guess.
Go ahead.
And
go ahead.
My question is, if it's not FDIC insured, how is your money insured?
Well, let's just talk about FDIC. The FDIC is strictly for banks, banks only.
Right.
Nothing else is insured. However, have you ever noticed that insurance companies insure our house, our car, our life? And they also have what's called annuity contracts, which means the insurance company is standing behind them. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, not almost, every state in America has a guarantee fund that protects us, meaning the consumer, in case an insurance company becomes insolvent.
Okay.
Florida happens to be $100,000 per person per company. So literally, if a company defaulted or something happened, the state says, okay, we're there to back you up to $100,000. But let me give you reality. Whether it's a fixed annuity, a variable annuity, any type of annuity contract, I don't know of one company that has gone out of business that the state really had to step up of and make these things happen, because all of the insurance companies that are licensed to do business, let's say in the state of Florida, have to contribute to a fund. So a part of the money they make goes into this fund, and then that fund is used to help take care of these problems. But then the state comes up and says, okay, XYZ company is in business. We're going to take it over, or somebody's going to take it over, but here's what we're going to do. ABC company, you're going to take 10% of the business. XYZ company, you're going to take 10%. They divvy out the business to other companies, and anybody that's been alive for a long, long time might have seen their insurance company change names over a period of time, but their contract stayed the same. In other words,
okay,
once you get a contract, You have a contractual agreement. That contract, as far as I'm concerned, is as good as gold. So literally what stands behind is the state, but more importantly, all of these companies, if they want to do business, have pretty much agreed to be part of this great big pond, so that nobody ever, that I know of, has ever really lost anything with these annuity contracts. I mean, I just think they're the greatest thing since chocolate milk. Now, that's the positive stuff, you know. So the other side of the coin is insurance companies have to make money, you know that.
Right.
So they just can't go ahead and do business without making money. So literally, most of them are paying more than the bank is paying. Of course, banks are paying nothing or very close to nothing today, so that's pretty easy to do. But then there's different types that you can look at, and there's different time frames. I hear commercials on TV all the time about a life income. You know, like just like you retire from General Motors or any big company, you say, I get a pension. Well, and oftentimes it's insurance companies that fund those things that actually do all of the work and collect the money, and then they pay it out over your lifetime. Anyway, lots and lots and lots of different ways to go. But the reality is this. If I'm going to take the safest investment in the whole world, it's the bank, period. If I'm going to go number two, it's going to be an insurance company. Now, the next thing is, I don't want, as an agent, to have any grief and aggravation with anything or anybody. So the only insurance companies I deal with are what are called household names, A-plus rated companies, highly rated companies. Even if I know they're going to be protected, my clients are protected, it might take, let's say, 6 months to go through a piece of aggravation in order for the insurance all the dust to settle. It's like when a bank is taken over by another bank. There's some dust that has to settle, and you know there's resetting this and resetting that. So I don't want to deal with anybody that has a chance of getting in trouble. So, and I've never had one in all my years of doing that's ever gotten in trouble, and that's just the way I operate. And I think most of the guys that I know in the business operate the same way. I hope that answered.
Right. It does. Can I sneak in one more quick one?
Of course.
What would you recommend a person's total? What percentage of a person's total assets, I guess is what I want to say, should be tied up in an annuity? Should there...
Well, let's go. But there's no exact thing. Here's the goal. Do you want this contract to generate income? Do you want to leave this money to beneficiaries? What's your goal with the money? You know, and I've got clients like right now that have half of their money in an annuity contract and the other half of the money in debt instruments or something else that's generating 5 or 6 or 7%. I also believe that you should always have what I call liquid money, meaning in the checkbook, you're not going to make anything, but you've got to have a few $1,000s, and my normal rules of thumb are somewhere between $5,000 and $10,000 sitting in the bank. I call it case money. You never heard that? In case? In case of a disaster, in case one of the kids is in trouble, in case you got to go bail out that son of yours from jail, you know? I mean, the bottom line is, when I say to people, I often say when I'm joking, how many children do you have? I said, well, we've got 6. And I said, well, you better keep 15 then, because emergencies come up. And normally when we get into investments like an annuity contract or other type, we don't want to get into them today and out tomorrow, because oftentimes there's penalties or, in other words, liquid money should be available to you with at any time. Write a check and go do what you need to do. Everything else can work towards the long-term goal. So I know people literally that have 100% of their money in annuity contracts, and they've got over $1 million in it because there's other reasons. Number one, it's tax deferred if you don't touch it. When you touch it, it's only ordinary income. When you die, they're not subject to probate. They don't go through the courts. And let me give you a big one. If you get sued, they can't take it away from you. So there's protection you have to consider also.
Right.
So when there's no simple answer to that, when I sit down and talk to anybody, we got to, first of all, what am I trying to accomplish? What's my goal? And now when am I going to start needing that goal to be met? And how exposed am I to potential lawsuits? Let's say you're a surgeon and you're opening up people all the time and the odds are decent, you're going to get sued. Well, boy, I'd put a ton of money in instruments that can't be taken away from you.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to weigh the whole picture. But literally, if we're looking at income, most pensions, not most, quite a few pensions, many pensions are funded through annuity contracts. If you won the lottery in the state of Florida and you take it out over 20 years, that's funded through an annuity contract. I mean, that's normal business.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Anytime. You know that.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
1-888-221-8990. Good number, good call, good question. You know, we all hear all kinds of stuff, but I think I've heard this said before many times, and I've said it, there is nothing that's 100% for everybody. You got to look at your long-term goal. So when I sit down with somebody, like I've got a retired couple right now, they're living in assisted living, and they're living very large, but they need about $5,000 a month income. So we had to work backwards. How can I get them the income and yet take little or no risk to make sure that they can maintain their lifestyle and not run out of money? One of the problems that happens is if you run out of money, all of a sudden you're on the street pushing a buggy, and if you're 85 or 90 years old, that's tough. So each individual person we take and look at separately and try to figure out which is the best way to go. 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Let me finish with the rest of the group while I'm at it. When Greg Fasula, attorney, when I first met Greg, my normal thing when I first started many years ago was when I talked to somebody about a will or a trust, I would go interview local attorneys that were a short distance from where these people lived. And oftentimes I would go with my client to see the attorney, because attorneys have a way of intimidating people, and people are, you know, when you get intimidated, questions don't come out of you real easy. So normally I try to prep people with the questions they should be asking the attorney and what the attorney might ask. But from the first time I met Greg, he was user-friendly. He's not pretentious. He's not arrogant. He's a good listener. I often kid him and pick on him. I say, Greg, did you learn that in law school? And he goes, no, they didn't teach me that stuff. He's just a flat good guy. The only guy I know that's an attorney personally that I'd like to have as a next door neighbor, because he's just a good man. Integrity, big deal, big deal. You could take him to the bank. He's just a good person. And he doesn't gouge people. Now, not that all attorneys do, but some do. And that aggravates me to no end when I see, especially if it's one of my clients. So I try to protect my people by doing the best we can for them, by steering them in the right direction and giving them options that they can take a look at. No different than in investing. Here's the different ways we can go. Let's ask questions. Let's learn it. Let's make sure you understand it. And then we go from there. So Greg became a monster part and just a good guy. And then over a period of time, we added a couple, three more people. Vince Rosino, CPA. Not only a regular CPA, he's also a forensic CPA, which means he's an expert witness in the court system. The courts recognize him as having the credentials to testify in court, either for or against somebody, as a forensic CPA. He's also been in business forever. Vince is not so young. He's a guy in his 60s. And that was important to me, too, was to find people that were not new in business. You know, and I'm not saying new people new in business are going to be one thing or another, but let's face it, they're not experienced. So I want to make sure that everybody that I consider recommending to my client has experience, credibility, integrity, capability. Critical, they know their stuff. Next member, the two newest ones, which have been 5 years or so, Ms. Victoria Lloyd, Remax of Stewart, realtor. Well, those of you that have lived in Florida for a period of time, we've seen real estate go up, go down. We've seen interest rates go up, go down. But this last recession really knocked the sales out of a whole bunch of people, because interest rates, even though they went down to next to nothing, people got worried they couldn't get mortgages. There was a lot of rumors out that it was hard to do. Then there was words like short sales and deed backs and foreclosures. Well, to find a competent local realtor with a lot of experience was critical to making sure people got their best value. This is one of the most honest people alive. Maybe, and I don't know anybody more honest than this girl. She's just flat good. She's going to tell you straight out what it is. A lot of people might be a little bit offended if you think your house is worth $300 and she does comparables and shows you your houses that sold and says it's only worth $250, but she's going to tell you the truth. And from then you have to make up your own mind, which leads me to the last member of the group, which is Mike Polis, mortgage broker. Very often they work hand in glove. What happens is this, and I've had real stories that are kind of funny. One, I had a client of mine, a retired banker, who said, Joe, I'm going to go buy a new house. So I'm going to get a mortgage. And I said, well, you ought to call Mike Polis, mortgage broker. And she goes, no, I'm a banker. I know what to do. I'll go to my bank. I know what to do. Well, she went to her bank. And the way banks normally do, they take an application, and then 2 or 3 weeks later, they tell you yes, no, or maybe. Well, they turned her down. Well, she was all upset. She forgot she had co-signed for a loan for a nephew, and it had hurt her credit. Well, rather than counseling and helping, they just turned her down. So Mike, she called Mike, and Mike runs a credit report over the phone. He tells you where you stand and what you have to do to cure the problem. Basically, within 15 minutes, Mike will let you know what you can or cannot qualify for, and you kind of work backwards. Once you know you can be approved for a loan and how big a loan you can get, you can go backwards and say, how much of a house can I afford to fit this scenario? Because the rule today of buying a house and getting financing is that you have to be able to prove that you can afford it. Can you imagine that? You got to prove that you can pay for it. And what a concept, right? Well, obviously, that's when this debacle hit, when the world came to a monster recession in real estate, because that rule had been forgotten. But everything prior to that was you had to prove you could pay for it. So they have what's called a ratio of income to debt. And literally, you can't be taking 75% of your income and paying bills and qualify for a mortgage, because they said, how are you going to pay for it if you don't have any money left? So you've got to show that you can afford it. Then there are mortgages available today that are scary good. One of the ones that I just think is unbelievable, it's a United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, which nobody even heard of them doing mortgages. But they do a no money down 100% financing if you fit the window. The window says you can't make too much, can't make too little, and the house can't be a $1 million house. You've got to fit this window by income and size of your family, etc. But then on top of that, there's also FHA 3.5% down. VA is still no money down. There's all kinds of different financing options available. And a guy like Mike will counsel you, ask you a few questions and see where you fit, and then work you backwards so you can go out and buy the house or sell the house and understand the ramifications of closing costs and which ones you have to pay, which ones can be paid for you, all kinds of questions that people come up with. Those of us that have bought a few houses over a period of time, you know, we go through it and we understand it a bit. But if you try to read a closing statement, they're not easy. If you try to read a mortgage and all the paperwork, you'd still be reading if you started 2 years ago. It's just a very complicated document. But everything there almost always are documentation that has to be done according to the rules that are set up by usually Federal National Mortgage Association, which is a quasi-government agency, or Freddie Mac, another government agency. So we just have to do these things. In fact, years and years and years ago, when I was in real estate and we did communities, I would tell my clients, I said, now you're going to go to closing, and if I were you, I would just sign everything, and one of the documents you're going to sign says, if there's any mistakes made by either party, that you both agree to correct them. And then after the closing, within a period of time, I've never heard of it happening otherwise, they go back through all these documents to make sure they were done properly. And sometimes you'll get a check for $5 or $10 or $20 or $50. And sometimes you may owe $5 or $10 or $15 or $20, but I've never seen any major discrepancies, and I've never seen any fraud. And I'm not saying there isn't any, but usually if there's a lender involved, a mortgage involved, you're really pretty well protected, because they've got their T's and I's all covered pretty well. If you got a cash deal, you don't have the protection of that lender. Very often, most people, they then hire an attorney or somebody, a professional closing agent company, to make sure that you're protected. So a lot of these things we take for granted, my side of the table here. But literally, our job to hear today, what we do as on this program, is counsel people, answer questions, try to help you, just like the lady that had that question just a few minutes ago. Because I've heard that question I don't know how many times, hundreds of times, people say, is it FDIC insured? Well, the only thing that is the bank. But when you start to think about almost everything else we do with an insurance company, our car, our house, how about our life insurance? They might have a life insurance contract going to pay you $2 million when you die. Not you, but somebody, or $1 million or $500,000. I've rarely heard people say, worry about that company being solvent or insolvent, or if they're a good company or bad company, but I worry about that. I only want to deal with what I call the top-rated companies, because even though I'm not worried about them paying, I am worried about if they have a problem, it might take longer, and we might have to bring other people involved to put the program together, and I just don't want any aggravation. So everything I do, or I try to do, is to keep people protected and not have risk. So understand what our group does. We're either here to help you save money, or here help you to make you money, and to try to counsel you in the right direction on things to go. So whether it's an IRA, it's an individual retirement account, whether it's a 401k, which is usually a retirement account with your employer, it could be a solo IRA, which means you're self-employed and you're allowed to put money aside and not pay tax on it now and collect it later when you retire. There's 457s, 403s, there's all kinds of numbers and SEPs and simples. There's words and words and words and words, and each one has a little different wrinkle. But the concept that guys like me do, we try to find something that fits you to make you happy so that we can accomplish your goal. Anyway, any questions? This is, phone lines are open. 1-888-221-8990. Questions on investments, questions on IRAs, 401ks. In fact, I was talking to a client of mine about a 529 program, which is a program set up for college education. Very often grandparents will help, or parents will put money in that. There's the state savings plans for college education for Florida schools. There's lots of stuff that can be done, but all of it you have to learn. There's nothing that comes 100% simple. 1-888-221-8990. So let me talk a little bit about the stock market in general, investing in general, without getting too specific. Right now, if we look at the stock market for the last 2.5 years, and most of us heard of the Dow. The Dow represents 30 companies, or the S&P 500, which represents 500 companies. They really have not changed hardly at all for the last 2.5 years. They've kind of hovered. Like, let's just take the Dow. The number they're using is 18,000, which is a composite of the 30 companies. It's an index. And they're saying the Dow has literally hovered around that $18,000 point figure now for the last 2.5 years. Now, I'm not a genius, but I predicted 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, that was what's going to happen, because there's different elements that come in to making the market go up or down. Now, let's be real simplistic. If a company is growing, making money, expanding, making money, usually their stock value goes up. Now, if you own stock in a company, that means you own the company. All of those shares of stock are 100% of the ownership of the company. And that company is duty-bound to do the best they can to make you money, and they have a board of directors, and they have officers, and et cetera, et cetera. And you get to vote as a stock owner on what that company does. Now, obviously, if there's 10 million shares of stock and you've got one share, your vote's pretty small. But if you have 10,000 or 100,000 or 1 million shares, you have some clout into what happens with that company. So, literally, when I look at the Dow today and the S&P 500 or the NASDAQ, the different indexes that are all of these thousands of different companies, I look at the market today as called pretty much a full boat. Full boat means all of these, in an average, if we took all of these different companies, we use a thing in the industry called a P-E ratio. That's a price to earnings. Price to earnings. Well, if the price of a share of stock is 10, that means the forward earnings are going to be roughly 10. The earnings would be like a 10% ratio if everything works perfect. Well, the higher that P-E ratio goes, that means the more the company might be overvalued or overpriced. Now, that isn't necessarily a 100% rule, but it's a general rule. But if we take all 500 companies or all the Dow companies, the ratio today is pushing 20. Well, which means to me, if 10 is what I consider the good number and 15 is considered a little bit overpriced, 20 means it's quite a bit, in my opinion, overpriced. So you got to be a little bit concerned about buying different stock in different companies when the boat's pretty full. Now, that doesn't mean there's not good deals in individual companies, but you have to be what's called a stock picker, and you have to be a bit concerned about which ones you want to get into. Now, if you're looking long term, I'm talking you're in your 20s or 30s or 40s, the S&P 500 over a period of years has averaged 8 to 10% a year, good times, bad times, and average. Back in the 90s, it was doing 20, 25% a year for 4 and 5 years in a row. Well, those things don't last normally. That becomes a bubble when things get up too high. Then it corrects, goes way down, and the people that stayed in it, they might have given back most of or half of their money, and that's called a bust. And nobody wants to do that. So right today, when I look at clients, I say, you know, if I was you, and I wouldn't get greedy today, do that. I'd be looking at 5 or 6% saying, hey, this is a good number. Now, that 5 or 6 number can be accomplished with a couple of different instruments, but one of my more favorite ones is what's called a debt instrument. Now, a debt instrument is not stock. A debt instrument is like, you loan me $10,000, I sign a note, that's a debt instrument, and I agree to pay you back that $10,000 under whatever the terms of the note are, and usually with some interest rate and principal. Sometimes it's just interest. So some of these monster companies, including utilities, have issued these debt instruments. They call them preferreds or notes or debentures, but they're not common stock. You don't own the company. And they're paying 5, 6, and some of them 7% interest, and they pay every 3 months, and they're 100% liquid. What's that mean? That means I can buy it today and I can sell it tomorrow. And there's no penalties. The key is, does it fit? Well, what you have to do, and as I was talking to this caller earlier, what's your goal with your money? Long term, short term? Nothing is 100% in concrete. People say, Joe, I want absolutely no risk whatsoever. I said, well, then stay in the bank. You're going to take a 0.5% or 0.25% or 1%, and you know, $100,000 would generate you maybe $500 or $1,000 a year. So, well, I can't do that. I've got to have some money to live on. Well, if you know, $100,000 would generate you, that's paying 5 or 6%. You're getting $5,000 or $6,000 a year rather than $1,000. All of a sudden, that $500 a month looks a whole lot better than that $80 or $90 or $100 a month. So, you got to look and say, how do these things work for me? And sooner or later, the economy is going to turn and get better. Even though the government says unemployment is very low and people are doing well, I'm having a hard time seeing it. I don't see companies growing. I don't see expansion in. We've got some government interference. We have different problems. So I just said, hey, we aren't going to cure this situation. This is a political thing. But let's just not overly worry about too much of the future. What do we have to do today to make sure we're okay, we're protected? Clients in my office just a little bit earlier before I came to the show, and they're getting income off of their investments that they need to supplement their Social Security and pensions. Well, my goal is to make sure they have enough income. So we look at investments that they need to supplement their stuff. And the debt instruments I like tremendously. There's other things that people can look at, real estate, the lady was talking about annuities. I mean, there's all kinds of different vehicles. My goal is to make sure that you get into something that you understand and that fits. The key is that it fits and you're comfortable, and that you can get out of if you need to. A lot of the things that are out there, some of them have severe penalties, some have no penalties. You need to understand those things before you get into them. I know people that have 401ks, their money's invested. They look at their statements. They don't have a clue what's it invested in. Well, my job is to teach them a bit so that they can go. Like I was talking to a client of mine not too long ago, and she had a 401k, her husband. She had one at work. She had no clue what she was invested in. Well, when I started to explain what the different investment options were in there, she got a little sick and scared because some of those things were extremely market sensitive. So I just said, hey, if I was you today, I'd be sitting in cash inside of that account because you don't have anything in there. Cash means I'm not going to make anything, but I'm not going to make, but I'm not going to lose. If you want 10 years out the window, out 20 years out, 30 years out, you've got time to ride this roller coaster and average 8 or 10% a year. But if you've only got a year or five, I'd start to get a little paranoid and panic stricken and want to be in something that's either very, very secure or extremely low risk. 1-888-221-8990. Now, you might notice that I'm the only one here talking today. Somebody should call me up because what happens is I get tired of just talking. Pastor Tom's talking to somebody on the phone today, but you can get on the radio. You can ask me any question about anything, and I'm a bit dangerous. I've been doing this for a long, long time, and most of the people, other professionals, we talk about what we do to help people all the time. So I've got a pretty decent knowledge of trusts, wills, mortgages, real estate. I'm not really good on taxes to speak of. I can look at a tax return and tell you whether you're in trouble or not. But that's why we have a CPA as part of the group. But I also know that a lot of times people come down from up north and they have a will from New York or New Jersey that might be 5 or 10 or 20 years old. And it might have been a fine document up north, but it may not comply with Florida law. So sometimes it pays to get updated and make sure you stay compliant. I've seen people that have documents written, wills or trusts, that really didn't do anything that they wanted them to do. Why? Well, they might have when 20 years ago when they drafted it, but then over a period of time, things changed, and some of these documents need to be changed so that you can accomplish your goal. So one of the things that we do is we as a group or me individually is to take a look at some of these things and say, hey, if I were you, I'd go over to see another attorney or you need to understand there's a, I had one lady that brought me in three great big books. They must have weighed 10 pounds. And this was done by an attorney. And I'm telling you what, these things were so complicated, it would have choked a horse. In the meantime, I got another caller. Let me take this call. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hello.
Hello. In the meantime, I got...
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Beth.
Hey, Beth.
And I'm... Hi, I'm trying to start the research process for taking my parents' mortgage. It's going to be going into an ARM.
Okay.
And, of course, they're on a fixed income.
Okay.
So I just wondered, by the way, their current mortgage is through a credit union, and I think that may be the place to return.
Now, why, let me, you know what an ARM is. An ARM means it's adjustable, right?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Now,
yes,
why, sir. Why, is that what they want, is an ARM?
No, that was what they were able to qualify for four or 5 years ago.
Okay. Now, do you know what the interest rate is on the ARM now?
Well, it's fixed right now.
Okay.
And it's 4.5.
Okay. Now, you know that the... interest rates are pretty low today. 15-year mortgages are in the twos and threes, and 30 years are threes to four. So there might be an option that your parents could refinance or get a modification so that they...
Yes, that's what I'm hoping for. Yes, sir.
There you go. So when I talk about my guy Mike Paulus over the phone, he counsels people just like I am today, and basically looks at the situation that your folks are in and says, hey, here's what you can qualify for based on what information you give him. So
exactly. Would he be someone that I could contact or leave my information so he could contact us?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, when you talked to Pastor Tom, did you give him your name and phone number?
I did, sir.
What I'll do is this. I'll give that your name and phone number to Mike Paulus, and he'll give you a call, if not today, tomorrow. And you talk to him on the phone and just give him the details, and he'll tell you over the phone what needs to get done. None of this costs anything, and see if you can get your parents better protected.
That's wonderful. I appreciate the information.
Hey, Beth, that's glad to do it. This is an easy one. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. 1-888-221-8990. Now, those of you that have heard that word ARM, that means it's an adjustable rate mortgage. Adjustable rate mortgage, ARM. So what happens is very often they start off fixed for, let's say, a five-year period. And then after that, they can adjust to another interest rate based on some kind of index. Sometimes the index is called LIBOR, which is the London Interbank, whatever. There's different ones that can adjust. And let's face it, right now, interest rates are at an all-time low. So at some point in the near future, and I'm talking 6 weeks, 6 months, a year, 2 years, we don't know, interest rates are going to start going up because they can't go down because they're at rock bottom. So literally, if I can get into a fixed rate mortgage today, that is really what you want to do. In my opinion, stay as secure as possible, have your payment as low as possible, have the interest rate as low as possible, and locked in so it cannot go up. So the ARM, if they took it out a few years ago when interest rates were a little higher, the 4.5 was not a bad rate. But today, fixed rate mortgages are in the 3s and 4s without any adjustment coming. So I would be looking rarely at an ARM. Rarely. Now, let's just say you want to only live in your house for a couple of years. You know you're going to sell it. You know you're going to move. And you want to buy and you want the lowest possible interest rate and you don't care. Well, you might be able to get an ARM in the low 2s. But you know that if you'd lasted more than 5 years, it might go up dramatically. So there are reasons for getting that ARM. But most people today with interest rates as low as they are should be looking, in my opinion, at either a 15 or 30 year fixed. So what you have to do, back again, you have to qualify by income. But if her folks have the income, or if they have savings, it's not that hard to do today. Life, a few years ago during the height of the recession, it was not that hard. It wasn't that easy, but it's now gotten more and more user friendly. Credit scores have come down. They allow people to get into mortgages that have credit scores that are even in the 500 range and 600 range. And the down payments are low, but her folks might have equity in their house, which also makes it look good, which leads me into a reverse mortgage. Now that's, I think, is the greatest thing since chocolate milk. If you're over 62 and you own your house free and clear, or even if you have a mortgage on it, the reverse mortgage might come in and pay off your mortgage, and now you get to stay in the house and you never make a mortgage payment except your taxes and insurance. Never make a payment. Does that work for everybody? No. But does it work for some people? Boy, you're not kidding. It has saved a lot of people and given them a new lease on life. So you have to look at these different options. So a guy like Mike is going to explain those different options to you. Once he looks at each individual person and says, hey, this is how old you are, this is what might fit and what your income is and what your credit history is, and all of that he accomplishes within just a very few minutes. 1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. So when I'm talking about making people money or saving people money, I'm not talking about making them rich or anything. Most of the time right now, I'm just saying, hey, be conservative. Be happy with 5 or 6%. Be happy with something that's 100% liquid, meaning I can get it today and sell it tomorrow if I need to. I only deal with things that are easily tradable. Why is that important? Well, I've seen people get things and they thought they were doing pretty good, but then they couldn't get out of it. And sometimes that thing that they got into was what they shouldn't have been into. So literally, what I try to do is educate and make sure you understand what you're doing. And then we see if we can accomplish your goal and get you the best income stream to make you happy. So that, these years can be good for you. But again, if you're a young person, you might be looking at something a little bit more aggressive because you've got 20 or 30 years to go. Rather than looking at 5 or 6, you might be looking at something higher. Or you might want to just stay conservative for a while and then maybe later on move to something more aggressive. Another caller here I'm going to take. Caller, it's Joe Martek. You're on the radio.
Hi, my name is...
You might want to turn your radio down because it is like a time delay on it.
Okay.
You hear?
Hi, my name is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
And I want to ask you a question regarding reverse mortgage.
Okay.
Do that do condominiums qualified for that?
I think so. What happens is you have to be, let's say that if you own your condo free and clear, it's real easy. Now, so they do qualify, but you have to be over age 62. You know that.
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, well, good for you.
I am.
You sound like you're you sound like you're 16, Lucy. You know, I didn't want to make you too older. But
no, I'm older than 62.
Okay.
What I was going to say, I do have a mortgage on my...
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you guess your condo is worth?
Oh, gee, they ask... when I bought really high, but now they are, I think maybe they are in the 50,000.
Okay, and how much money do you owe?
I owe 57.
Okay, now here's what happens with the reverse mortgage. If you owe what it's worth, you'll never qualify for a reverse mortgage, because I've never heard of one paying more than 80% of the appraised value. So let's say it appraised for $100,000, they might loan you $80,000, and if you owed $50,000, you pay that off, and that gives you $20,000 or $30,000 extra available that you don't have to make a payment on. But if you owe as much as it's worth, you'll never qualify for a reverse mortgage.
Okay.
And that doesn't make you happy, I know, but that's the reality. Now, here's the other question. Do you know what interest rate you have on your mortgage today?
Yes, I have a high rate.
Okay.
I have 6.37.
Okay, now here's what I'm going to do. Did you give your name and phone number to Pastor Tom when you called?
I gave him my name and the number. Yes, I did.
What I'm going to do is have Mike Paulus call you. He's the mortgage guy. He will counsel you over the phone, and maybe he can get you into a 2 or a 3% mortgage, which would cut your interest rate way back. You cut your payment way down, because interest rates are at an all-time low, and you're into a high interest rate mortgage today, and maybe you can get into a better one.
Yeah, I have been in that for a long time, all this time.
Yeah, well, let's see if we can accomplish that for you. Hey, if you can cut your payment by $200 or $300 a month, that wouldn't hurt you, would it?
No, of course not.
I'm picking on you. You know that. Anybody that can, even though you're not 16 anymore, maybe you're 26, but that's okay. Okay.
I accept that.
I understand.
I have to be real with myself, you know.
I know, but anybody else on the radio, you don't have to, so don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
All right, Lucy, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Mike give you a call, and he'll counsel you over the phone, and let's see if we can help you, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate you listening. God bless you.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye.
1-888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Yeah, so reverse mortgage is a really great thing. But in order for you to qualify for a reverse mortgage, all you really have to do is have equity. That means you have to own that piece of property, or owe much less than it's worth. So let's say you owed $50,000 on a $100,000 home. Well, you qualify for a reverse mortgage if you're over age 62. That's the magic number. And the older you are over 62, the higher the percentage of money that you can get in the reverse mortgage. So let's say you can get 50% at 62, you might get 80% at 80, or 70%, pick a number. Anyway, I don't know exactly what the numbers are, but I know that the older you are, the higher the percentage you can get. But no matter what, if you owe what the place is worth, or very close to what it's worth, you're not going to qualify for a reverse mortgage unless you came up with a bunch of cash yourself to pay off a portion of it, and then you'd have the reverse mortgage and still not have to make payments. But most people don't do that. Anyway, Mike Paulus is the guy. The reverse mortgage is, I think, is... I had a case of a lady up in Fort Pierce. She had lived in her house for many, many, many years. She was 80 years old, and she never had air conditioning. Now, those of you that have lived in Florida through a summer or two, and if you didn't have air conditioning, you know how hard that was. Well, she got a reverse mortgage, never had to make a payment, and for the first time in her life, she had central air conditioning put into her house, and that was like the greatest thing since chocolate milk for her. So it worked so well for her. It was wonderful. So, and here's something she didn't have to pay for. So isn't that a wonderful thing? She had brand new air conditioning put in her house, and now she doesn't have to make a payment on it. Greatest thing in the world. Now, what happens with the reverse mortgage? One of these days you die, and let's say that your house is worth $100,000, and let's say you owe $100,000 on the mortgage, or you owe $150,000. Well, your kids say, hey, well, I don't want it. There's no recourse to anybody. The government has already got it insured, so nobody is stuck with the debt. But on the other hand, let's say the house is worth $200,000 and you owe $100,000. Well, the kids can come in and pay off the reverse mortgage, or they can sell it. There's basically 1 year after a person dies or moves away from the house that they have to get rid of that reverse mortgage, either having the house go back to the lender or, and there's no recourse to anybody, no bad credit, no nothing. It can work magnificently for people. Again, it's not for everybody. I know people today, they want to make sure their kids get money when they die, and that's an important thing to them. Well, very often that reverse mortgage will basically take the kids' inheritance away from them ahead of time, and the kids aren't too happy about it, but the parents get to live. So, I the cases I've seen where reverse mortgages came in made a world of difference in people. 1-888-221-8990. Now, again, I was talking just before that about debt instruments that are paying 5 and 6% interest, which are magnificent things for people that are not happy with what's going on in the bank. And the debt instruments are not common stock. These are things that are like, what I call a debt instrument is a car loan, a house loan, a personal loan, a bank loan, a debt instrument where you're making payments. Well, instead of you making payments, they're making payments to you. You're saying, hey, I'm going to give you $10,000 or $20,000 or $50,000 and you're going to pay me back 5, 6, or 7% interest. And I just think they're the greatest thing in the world for people that want to get a decent amount of interest on their money and yet be 100% liquid. The way it works is anybody that wants to get information on that, they call Pastor Tom. We give you information to see if it can fit and help you. And that's our job. 888-221-8990. Got time for another call. Wouldn't hurt to call. Anybody wants to talk to me. I'm glad Lucy called. Thank you so much. Even if she does sound like she's 16, I guess she's not. But I'm going to have Mike give her a call tomorrow and Michael give her a idea what she can do and qualify, and Beth with her parents, you know, that's a great thing too. And we didn't talk about that quickly, but a reverse mortgage might work for her parents. It takes all the pressure off where they don't have to make a payment. Sometimes they actually put cash back in your pocket that you can go and spend and enjoy. Anyway, there's multiple different ways to go. And today, I think everybody knows, or I hope you know, or you should know, that interest rates are still at an all-time low. When you can get a mortgage financing in the 2s, 3s, and 4%, that's just magnificent numbers. 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Now, I hear Pastor Tom in the background talking to people on the phone that they don't want to be on the radio. But, hey, why not? You know, be a little brave. Get on the radio. Chit-chat with me a little bit. And by the way, Pastor Tommy's, you know, he's working pretty hard today, and he's a little peaked after having bypass surgery a month ago and then having another heart attack 10 days ago or so. And he's still cranking. But I know he's moving slow because you don't move fast after that. So a couple prayers for Pastor Tom won't hurt. He's a good man. He's been on this radio show, I guess, give or take 25 years now. But just as one of the better people, and I'm very, very blessed to have met him. 888. Now, even if you're not going to call today, you can call anytime. Leave a message with Pastor Tom. Leave your name and number. He'll pass it on to us, and we'll get back to any one of the group. But in the meantime, we got another caller here. Good. Caller. Hello.
Hi. I'm trying to turn this thing off.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask if you thought it was a wise idea to include, like, if you bought a car and then you wanted to refinance your house and include the amount for a car.
Well,
that you just bought.
Let me give you. I've heard two different theories on this. Okay, but I'll give you both sides of it. Number one, if you're working and you pay taxes, and are you working and paying taxes?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You know that your house mortgage interest is a tax deduction. You know that, right?
Right.
Okay, but your car note, if you have it, is not, the interest is not tax deductible. So,
right.
If you put your car note along with your house mortgage, that means the interest that you would be paying is now a tax deduction. So, literally, and the interest rate is usually pretty low. Now, unfortunately, when you do this, you now owe more money on your house, and your house usually goes out for 25 or 30 years, whereas a car note usually goes 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 years. So it takes a little bit of math to make sure that it works, but I'm not against it at all. I just think, especially if you've got good equity in your house, it's not a bad thing to do. But what you might want to do, you have to do the math, and When you look at getting a new mortgage, and you could have Mike Polis give you a call, and he could run numbers for you both ways so you'd know what your payment would be. But literally, it would help you tax-wise. I think it can be a good thing. The negative is that most people would have had a car note for 3, 4, or 5, 6 years. Now they're adding that money to their house, and they're not going to pay it off in 3, 4, or 5 years. They're going to pay it off over 15 or 20 or 30 years because they don't pay that extra money every month, which you can do.
Yeah.
So then if you got a little bit of discipline, boy, then I think you hit a home run by putting both of them together. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, if your car especially is, 40,000, and then I have a 30-year fixed note now, and I was thinking if I refinanced and put my car in there, and then I got it a 15-year note, that would probably
it starts to
work
make,
out.
It starts to make more sense. Yeah, you left your name and number with Pastor Tom, and I'll have Mike give you a call, and you guys run the numbers and see if it makes sense to you.
Okay, all right.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you for calling. And we're almost out of time, I think. 30 seconds, you're holding up the 30-second card. You know what? For a guy that just went to quadruple bypass surgery and another heart attack, your arm can still hold that little sign up, which I'm impressed. You can't. Tom's still got a sense of humor, and I know he's hurting, but he's smiling. He's pretending he's not hurting, but I know he's hurting because you can't go through what he just went through and not hurt. Anyway, folks, we're down to no time. I want to thank you so much for calling. Thank everybody for calling today, and until next week, we'll see you. Thank you again.
You've been listening to the Team Martech program. The Team Martech program is a paid program. The content was provided by HF Martech. WCNO, its staff, management, and ownership were not responsible for its content. Investment involves risk. Prior to making any investment, an investor should meet suitability requirements. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future performance. Neither the opinions expressed nor the information provided constitutes a recommendation to purchase or provide investment advice. The material presented is not a substitute for obtaining professional advice from a qualified person or firm. Securities offered through Centaurus Financial, member FINRA and SIPC, and Michael Polis with East Coast Mortgage Lenders, NMLS number 353429. Tune in next Wednesday at 4 p.m. for the Team Martech program here on WCNO 89.9 FM. For more information, Team Martech is available at 772-678-7725.